are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
All right, New Year budgeting and biblical principles, the wisdom for planning and budgeting is what we're speaking about today. Now, many people don't get into financial trouble because they earn too little. That's not the problem. The problem is that we plan too little. The Bible encourages wisdom and foresight and counting the cost before building anything. A budget is simply a plan that helps you tell your money where to go instead of wondering where it went. So planning is not a lack of faith. It is an act of responsibility and good stewardship. So let's learn more about this. Let's talk about the wisdom for planning and budgeting. Pastor Nelson Chabala joins us once again on the line. My pastor, good morning. Welcome back.
Good morning. Thank you.
All right, Pastor, please pray for us as we get into it.
Okay, we are praying. Almighty Father, we thank you and we come again for this wonderful program before us. And so we invite your presence to be with us. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, so let's get into it, Pastor. Why do you think so many of us avoid making budgets? I mean, we're taught about this from a young age, but somehow when the time comes, we're not ready. We don't want to do it, or we don't know how to do it. What keeps us from making a budget?
Thank you. You see, many individuals tend to avoid, you know, creating or making a budget due to various reasons. Mm-hmm. And some of the reasons, we may say, fear of confronting financial realities. That could be one of the reasons to why no majority of us do fear. And the other aspect that we can talk about is just the perception of budgeting mm-hmm. as a restrictive or time-consuming. Some may think, I think when I start making up a budget, it's quite time-consuming, so there's no need for me to come up with a budget. And the other reason could be lack of financial literacy or confidence in some of the people. And that compels them not to, you know, make a budget. Mm. Then also the fear of acknowledging the past financial mistakes. That could be another reason. And you see, creating a budget can be a daunting task, but it is a crucial step towards achieving financial ability and security. Mm. And so by understanding income, expenses, and financial goals, individuals can make informed decisions mm. and develop a tailored plan to achieve right. financial success. Mm. Sure.
And what does the Bible teach us about planning ahead? Because I've heard people who kind of twist it to seem like, you know, planning ahead is, you know, yesterday you talked about the fact that we shouldn't be placing our trust in our savings. We mustn't place our trust in our investments. Our trust should be in God. So some people will take that and say, well, then we shouldn't. We shouldn't have a plan at all. Just live day by day. Don't worry about planning. Don't worry about budgeting. But what does the Bible actually teach us about that?
Thank you very much for that one. You know, the Bible teaches that planning is a wise and necessary part of achieving goals and managing resources mm-hmm. effectively. And so we can actually highlight some key scriptures that includes Proverbs chapter 21, verse number 5. You know, Solomon talks about that plans of the diligent leads to profit. Mm. So this is very, very important, of course, from Solomon himself. And we can also read Proverbs chapter 16, verse 9. A man's mind plans his way. Mm. In Luke 14, verse 28 to 30, Jesus also teaches about counting the cost before building a tower. Mm. Before you do anything, you need to count a cost so that you cannot become a laughing stock at the end of the day. So it is very, 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 very eminent to ensure that we count the cost before building a tower. Matthew 6, verse 34. Plan for the future, but trust in God's provisions.
Amen.
And you see, these passages emphasize the importance of being diligent, wise, and responsible in planning. while also acknowledging God's power and provision.
Powerful. And how does budgeting and planning ahead actually reduce stress in everyday life?
You know, a budget, by the way, serves as a financial roadmap. Mm-hmm. You see, enabling individuals to navigate their financial obligations and goals effectively. And by establishing a clear understanding of income, you know, expenses and savings, objectives, so individuals can make informed decisions regarding resource allocations, thereby reducing financial uncertainty and stress. Now, a well-structured budget can lead to, number one, reduce financial anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. And number two, it can improve financial stability and security. It can also increase confidence in financial decision-making. And it can also enhance ability to achieve short-term and long-term goals. So effective budgeting involves regularly, you know, monitoring and adjusting financial plans. Mm. By doing all these things that I've just uttered can help us to reduce, you know, stress.
Yes. Yeah. I think it also takes, it just takes away that pressure of, what would you call it, decision fatigue, you know, trying to figure out what are we, like we said in the introduction, instead of wondering where the money went, we have the plan and we stick to that plan. And I find this is helpful in so many areas of my life, not just budgeting, but also, you know, for example, planning the meals. This is what we're going to have for dinner every single night for this week, or even for the month, if that's the way you want to do it, depending on how far ahead you want to plan. I find that a lot of times in my own life, in my own experience as a mom and a wife, is sometimes the most frustrating part or the most exhausting part of dinner is trying to decide what are we eating for dinner. That's the most frustrating part. But once that part has already been taken care of and I know that I'm sticking to this, I'm not going on what do we feel like eating, no. Or what,
sure.
What was planned. We said we're going to eat this on this day. So I don't have to think about it. It takes away the thing of I have to think about it. What are we going to do? And I think it's the same thing with finances. When we've agreed that this is how much we're going to spend on this, and this money is going there, this one is going there, and we stick to that, then we don't have to now start thinking, Ash, what should we do? Should we go out or should we not? No, the money's telling you, no, you can't go out. The money's telling you, eat what's in the house. The money's telling you, you will wear the clothes that you have. You don't need new shoes. You don't need a new dress. You use the ones that you already have because you've already planned ahead. So you don't give yourself that leeway to start trying to decide, should I, shouldn't I? You know,
exactly.
And
exactly.
What are some of the dangers of just living without the plan, just going day by day, however I feel, wherever the wind blows me today? What are the dangers of that?
You know, living without a financial plan, without a budget, can lead to significant financial challenges. Mm-hmm. You see, that includes, you know, increased debt and financial stress, and also inadequate savings and emergency funds. Mm. See, missed financial opportunities and goals. You can miss financial opportunities and goals, and also reduced financial security and stability. You see, those are the dangers and. Increased vulnerability to financial, you know, finances and financial shocks. So a financial plan helps, or budgeting helps an individual prioritize goals, manage risk, and make informed decisions, you know, leading to greater financial stability and peace of mind. And that's why if you end up not coming up with a good budgeting, you may find that you might end up playing in catch up instead of reaching your goals. So those are the dangers of not.
And how can we involve God in our financial planning from the very beginning?
You know, involving God in financial planning is like inviting Him to be a co-pilot. So now, So now it's very, very important to involve God. And some of the things that actually compels involving God is that you pray about your finances,
mm-hmm.
goals, and decisions. You know, a prayer is one eminent and important aspect in one's life. It means you are consulting God.
Mm-hmm.
It means you are enhancing your relationship with God. You've put God on a position that he is a source of wisdom. So you seek wisdom from Scripture. We can also read Matthew 6, 19 to 34. Encourages us about the same aspect. And also tithe and give generously.
Mm.
You see, our first forefathers in the first church, when the first church was beginning, in the first century, we find Peter and the other friends, those people were generous, and those people who were converted, the 3,000 people in the upper room, were generous people who could give what they had to God, could give their properties to God, and they were involving God in their plans. And also another aspect is that you align your spending with your values and God's will, and trust in God's provision and power. That we should not be forgetting in as much as we are planning and involving God.
Powerful. Beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor. And we will continue this conversation tomorrow when we connect again, same time and same place. Thank you so much for your time today. God bless you.
Thank you, Hamamoti.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.